RadioDR.co.za. Original podcast. Exclusive.
Join myself, Hala.
And me, T.
On the No Filter Show.
Where we voice and discuss what everybody is thinking.
But is too afraid to say. Topics that people want to engage in.
But are too afraid to bring up on public platforms. We go where it is unpopular to go.
We dive into real life.
With real experience or opinions.
No topic is off limits.
Exclusive to RadioDR.co.za.
And take off. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Uhala from Unfiltered.
Hi, everyone. This is T, and welcome to the Unfiltered show on RadioDR.co.za. Later on in the show, we also have a special guest joining us today. But yeah, we will catch up with her later on.
Yeah. So, we've got Nushi B from 1 o'clock. How you doing, Nushi?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Are you whining today?
Guys, is it a Nushi B appearance if there's no wine involved?
I can see the gal and the wine.
Like, is it really? Was she there? Was she?
All right. I'll see you, Nushi.
I kid. Get that.
Now, look, sip on that wine. So later we're going to be playing trivia. Are you free or are you dom with Nushi B? So hopefully she'll be plastered by then.
No pressure.
So, T, I think we've got pressing issues to get onto today. So what's on the agenda, lady?
So one of our pressing issues that we're talking about today is relationships, and specifically the aspects of clinginess, obsession, and insecurities. And we sort of need to get to a point where we define those and we know when to draw the line, if it's still healthy or unhealthy. So kicking it off, we'll start with obsession.
All right. I like how you're the one that introduced the topic, since most of these attributes are mostly related to your species or gender.
Is it?
No, honestly, like, whenever I think of insecurities, obsession, and clinginess, like, females are the first people that pop into my mind.
Really? I think guys are equally the same. And that is where the aspects come. Oh, ubafudli siwe.
Yeah, because also get to see you. Like, he's not clingy.
No.
About that, he knows what I'm talking about.
They can be equally smitten puppies. Like,
yeah, but I think that, like, being smitten is one thing, and being obsessed is a completely different monster on its own.
You know, like, what I mean? I was actually reading earlier about obsessive love disorder. So it's actually a thing.
Is that a thing?
It's even, like, associated with mental health, because it gets to that point where you love somebody and then you're just plain obsessed. Everything and anything you say or do revolves around that person, and you get to a point where they are oxygen. And
wait. Is this a real thing?
It is.
Is this a real disorder?
It is, and I'm just putting it out there, ukuthi guys, abantu bayagula la ngaphandle, not realizing it.
Whoa.
Like, mele ba admitwe kumawadi because...
For what? For loving somebody?
Over.
Okay, so are we now saying, ukuthi, there's something wrong with loving somebody to a fault?
In a way, yes.
Okay, so it's a disorder.
It is.
Okay, so where obsession do we draw the line? How do I know ukuthi I've got OLD, which is, you said it's what? Obsessive love disorder.
So yeah,
how
that's
do
what
I then know, okay, you know what? Now this is beyond the confines of what is normal for being into somebody. Like, when does it cross that threshold into being a disorder?
It's not one thing, but it's linked to certain behaviors that you actually attribute to whilst in the relationship. It's one thing wanting to know where your partner is, how's their day, what they're up to, But it's borderline psychotic and a disorder if you're going to be putting trackers on them, wanting to see their every move. That's an obsession now. Exactly. And really, because to an extent, it could be a mental illness whilst you're also not aware. And what that article that I read also said, obsession also goes with the idea of love and what you could be with that person and that you may think you love them.
So you think?
You think.
So does this stem from creating ideas in your own head?
Exactly. Playing out in like scenarios, trying to control narratives of how everything flows.
Yeah. So basically, I feel like all these three things that we want to discuss are sort of intertwined, you know? Because as you're discussing traits of umuntu who's obsessive or who has like an obsessive disorder, like clinginess comes to mind. Does this not all stem from clinginess? Like, here's how I look at it. Like, ukhlanya kuhamba ngamaphase. You know?
Of course.
Sonke siyahlanya sihlwe ngamaword.
Yeah.
So let's start with insecurities, because first and foremost, when you are insecure and not secure within your position in somebody's life, then it leads to you acting in a particular way.
True.
For some people, they go overboard, which then results into clinginess, which is basically what? It's being too emotionally dependent. So once you cross that threshold, or like, no, but I'm really curious, because these things really do intertwine, and where do we draw the line as people? Because you don't want to half-heart something and half-love somebody. So where do we draw the line?
You know, going back to insecurities and how they build up and what causes them. You know, with insecurities, it's basically that thing, yokuthi, now where you don't trust yourself, first and foremost. And in turn, that leads you not to trust your partner. And insecurity comes with ukuthi, you're afraid of being replaced. You're afraid that your partner can do better than you. Because sometimes they can.
Well, I think in all cases they can. Everybody can always do better.
Exactly.
You know, you can always find a better version of whoever you're with, or a different version that speaks to your being better than the person that you're currently with.
Mm.
You know, so I think there's also that to remember.
Yeah, so that just speaks to insecurities as a whole. And then there are ostrefe, the clingy people. But as you said, there's different levels. Because how I define clinginess might be different to how I might say I care.
Yeah. Let's hear that. How do you define clingy? What is clingy for you?
For me, muntu o clingy ne. I don't know. It's like, if we're together and we're in a relationship, you must also have a life outside our relationship. So you can focus on your job. Maybe you're doing other things on the side. You have your friends. You have your family. And ukwazi to balance everything out. So umuntu in turn, also by clingy, is basically going to revolve their whole lives around me. Like, dude, you can do other things on the side, like get a fucking hobby. You know, if you want
to. Yeah, but if I'm clingy, you like, are my hobby.
Like, in the words of the dragon.
No, but you are my hobby. Like, if I'm a clingy person, get a fucking hobby. You are the hobby. Then what?
Then that's obsession.
Okay, so these things really do intertwine. Yeah.
Then if it gets to that, then it means you're addicted to me. I'm your drug. I'm your fix.
But is that not what girls want? Like, you guys watch movies. You watch chick flicks. And then you convince yourselves as to what the idea of love is, since it's what you see in front of you. Like, the romanticized idea
just live in the
of
bubble.
What love is. But the thing is, girls are so hypocritical, because what would happen is, the moment as you say, now it's a problem.
Yeah.
The moment I don't, it's another problem.
No, Lalela, give me space without giving me space.
That's the thing. Like, you guys are so confusing. Like,
no, we're not. But don't be too much in my face, but don't disappear.
Wow. So it's like, when you guys are mad, do you want space or do you want us to hound you? Both.
Both.
That's, what the heck? Like, be clear with where you stand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think as people, that's where we get it wrong, both male and females, because we quite don't know how to read somebody else's love language. And that's another very important thing that we need to consider, that there are love languages out there.
Love languages.
And what if somebody else's love language is to smother you, and for you in turn, it becomes clinginess. So where do we then draw those lines?
I think where you draw the line,
Yeah,
leave.
You sound like Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, leave.
No, listen. Because if you feel you're being smothered, then there's definitely something wrong. And if it gets to a point where you really, really can't deal, can't handle everything, then maybe, just maybe, that person isn't for you. And as people, we're often picky about the stuff we want to do, the type of food we eat. No, I only drink this. I only go and eat at these certain places, or I like this certain type of food.
Yeah.
You can literally be like that even with a partner. So now the tricky part is, you know yourself and you don't like being smothered, you know, bothered every 5 minutes. And then you still find yourself in a situation where you're with somebody that calls you every 5 minutes. How are you going to survive? Or you know yourself, ukuthi you are the type, ethanda bandla, ukunakwa, ethandwa, like the praises and whatnot. And then you go for somebody that clearly even says to you, I don't like phone calls.
Yeah.
I don't like texting. Ukutshelile nje lo muntu. So now if they're not calling or texting you,
ungcinzekaphi? Yeah, but here's the thing, T. Uyamthanda. You know what I mean? Like, you can know.
I sometimes kind of feel like love is a choice.
Yeah, but not really, though. You know, you hardly get to choose who you fall for.
Follow your heart, but take your brain with you.
Yeah, but that, we don't do that now, do we? Now, that's the thing. Because if you're into a guy that you've just met.
Yeah.
And he explains to you explicitly with, look, I mean, I do not like being hounded, and I like my space.
Yeah.
But that's your love language. That is how you love. Bear in mind, let's go back to this as well. Ukuthi, Zulu girls and black girls will forgive me. Kuthiwa angikwazi ukuthanda. Like,
siyagadana.
Black girls are yagadana. Like, they just become your bodyguard. Like, do you love me or are you protecting me? Are you my bodyguard now? So that's the thing. Like, niyagadana. You know what I mean? So,
which is true to an extent. Yeah.
No, but it's true.
My sisters are going to hate me for this one, but yeah. Gotta take the bullets.
It is true. So now what happens when you do that? Like, it's your way of showing love. That's your love language. Like, you like to check up on me 10 times a day.
Mm.
That's too much for me. But now you're already in love with me. So, ngishiye. So, as you are saying, leave. Is it that easy?
Ukuthi sinenkinga la. You know? People try too hard and they portray a different image of themselves during the early stages of the relationship. And I think that's where most of us get caught up, because umuntu, obviously, when they're still chasing after you, you're still in the courting phase, they will go the extra mile. And then once you're hooked, I say, yeah, decelerate umuntu, and then they lean back.
Yeah.
And then they start showing their true self. Bese uwe noba nenkinga. And to the guys listening out there, please, we understand even like the political parties when they campaign, but campaign ang amang. You understand? They give MC all these empty empty promises. No names. No mention of anything.
Hey man, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, but basuke bashela to vote for them. Bashela ang amang. Umuntu uzofika kuwena nekipa negrosa umuntu ethwele irice nestambu. After you voted, ngeke uphinde umbone. And play that scenario to relationships while the guy is still chasing you. they will say and do all the right things up until you've hooked yourself into loving them, you've given them your heart.
Yeah, but I will say, but don't you guys do the same thing? Like, you hide your crazy till the guy's hooked. Because, let's get this straight. You all have a level of crazy.
Yeah, sorry, just ladies, just choose your crazy and
just
settle.
Just choose the amount of craziness you are willing to settle with.
But
in the initial phases, you hide your crazy, you know?
Is it really hiding?
It is hiding, though, because now why all of a sudden does the craziness start unfolding or revealing itself once you know that I'm hooked or once you know that I'm into you?
Can you back me up here, sister?
You guys want to gang up on me.
I'm so sorry.
And you know what I mean? Like,
I wasn't listening. What's been happening?
We don't hide our crazy in the initial stages of the relationship. What happens is I can't be crazy over somebody that I don't love.
Someone at I don't that time, know, actually.
You're swinging in daba nawe that much. You know, whatever it is that you do can be excused because I'm not emotionally invested in you as yet. So, like Shinja Konugul, a plating is when feelings come into play.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then that's when the cray cray comes out.
Yeah, but you're being hypocritical because you're saying guys should reveal who they are, their true selves, from the very beginning and the early stages.
And their intentions.
Yeah, but you then now sort of defending why women don't do the same.
You know what? Oh, guys and Chawain. Consistency. Keep the same energy throughout.
Let's get into that.
The same energy you invested in getting me, apply that same energy to keep me.
That was before I saw the crazy. That's what I'm saying. That was before I saw the crazy because you were still hiding it in. I can't be consistent, Quinto. That wasn't initially what I was putting my energy into. So whatever facade you were putting on when I was asking you out, and the moment you know I'm hooked, you are now acting accordingly. Now you are coming into your true self and your true being. Now it's putting me in a position
It doesn't even take my relationships for that. I think we all have our state of calm. It just takes certain things, certain situations to trigger you.
No, but by you're crazy, standing I don't in a queue, mean, like,
you're standing in a
craziness.
Queue. At a store and some weird shit starts to go on, you're going to react accordingly.
No, but you're missing my point.
Store with the intention, you will see, yabonje, anybody misses or touches me, who's on you?
See, you're missing my point.
What is your point?
By craziness, I am not talking about losing your cool. That's not what I'm talking about.
Which cray-cray are you talking about?
Like,
can you just give me an example? Mklampe, if you were to
I don't need to give you an example. You're a woman. You know how you guys are crazy. You don't need anything.
But there's
to set
different
you off.
Levels. My crazy is different
exactly.
from Nushi's.
That's what we've already established.
Mina, if I'm angry, the worst I can do.
But you but are basing
Nushi
it around
is
anger.
Gonna burn your place down.
You are
Jesus
basing it around
Christ.
Anger.
Wow.
No, like,
yeah. No, like that. Whoa.
Nushi just might do that, eh?
No, guys. I refuse to go to jail for nyals. Now I'm going to jail because I damaged someone's property and I can't pay. There's no need. Now I've taken money out of my house. What an inconvenience.
No, but you know what I think? To not really focus all my energy into what the definition of crazy is, because when I say crazy, I'm not talking in terms of what sets you off. That's not what I mean. I mean in terms of bad habits that might deter me, you know, in terms of characteristic traits that you hadn't showed me from the beginning that might now start being an issue with me in terms of your personality, you know. Now your real personality is coming out and I'm seeing sides of you that I don't like, you know what I mean?
You know
so
what's funny?
I'm just encompassing all of that when I say crazy.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that is guys see the crazy right from the beginning, but then they accept.
No, but we don't always see it because you guys hide it.
Really?
You agree to that. You agree
it's
to that.
It's okay, Korn.
Not always.
You
but
see
what I'm
the signs.
You guys can hide your amount of crazy. We just said now, would you pick an amount of crazy you're okay with and settle with it. But usukungazi sometimes ukuthi kanti crazy lo uhamba uzofike la.
Well, sometimes you have to be in it to really find out.
The same thing with what you were saying then, with the guys must show their cards from the beginning. You need to be in it to find out. So let's not perpetuate hypocrisy.
No, it's not hypocrisy.
This is the same thing.
Nishela ngamanga nje, and that's that.
Okay, let me draw on that one. Yeah, bo, because I'm actually with you on that one. Like, fellas, but I'm with Uti on that one. And I've often said, Uti, umuntu mtshengise who you are from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid a situation where they go, ha, kantunje, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm an asshole. Like, a very a very nice asshole, though. Like, I'm nice to people. I'm very polite.
Is
there
a nice asshole?
Yeah, but girls that I mess with know that I'm an asshole. And they know that from the very beginning. So they know exactly what they're getting themselves into. Which is what I'd much rather prefer. Not for umuntu now 6 months down the line, they are saying, go to, oh, gantu unje. Which now it creates a problem. You know what I mean? So you must go into something wide-eyed, knowing exactly what you're getting yourself into. And that's just my stance on it. And I feel fellas should do that. Like, bro, if you have a temper and she does something when you are still asking her out, then don't play it off as if, no, yeah. I'm okay with this. Because now you are putting in a position where she's comfortable with your habits and she's comfortable in who she thinks you are. So should she do the same thing 6 months down the line and you guys are now in a serious relationship and you kick off about it, she'll be confused. What's how? And then where are these emotions coming from now? Where is this reaction coming from? So it's better to just be yourself. If ukuthi jambili jambili, if kapa because of that, kapega because you want umuntu to be in a relationship with you for you. So I'm with you on that one.
And thank you. You gotta take one for the team.
Well, I'm not taking one for the team because these are my views and I stand by them and I truly believe firmly in that. So, yeah, that's where I stand when it comes to that.
So tell me, Hala, with our insecurities, would we say uguti, they are always sparked by the other partner, or is it just something that has to do with you as an individual, your self-esteem, you know, your low confidence levels?
See, the thing is, when it comes to insecurities, it's a two-lane road, you know what I mean? Because I could have insecurities because of my own being. So I'll give an example. Hypothetically speaking, can we focus on that? I said hypothetically speaking. Let's just say I was a fuckboy, FMI, you know, hypothetically speaking. And then I just, Nushi, why the heck are you looking at me like that? Like,
Nushi, drink your wine,
Nushi,
girl.
Pulled the sips wine look. Like, what the heck? So let's just say I'm a reformed fuckboy, you know?
Reformed
Let's just say I've cheated on every single partner I've had.
Mm.
And I've oftentimes been the other guy in the situation where I've been with somebody who has a boyfriend. And they would dribble their boyfriend in my presence. So when I get into a relationship with somebody, fall for them, and start getting serious, my insecurities can come out in a sense, not because of anything that you've done, but because of my own past, where I was that person. So I am now reading too much into things. If you don't answer your phone, and now it's like, oh yeah, go on, when I used to be with somebody else's girlfriend, whenever they don't answer the phone, they're with me. So maybe she's doing the same thing. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So it's a tricky situation because oftentimes we find ourselves with insecurities that are self-inflicted because of our own past.
Mm. Nigga, she's with me when she tells you she needs some me time.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been that guy. I'll keep quiet.
Hey, Banna.
You know? So, no, Bella. We are still speaking hypothetically.
Okay. Gotta go back to that disclaimer because...
Yeah, you always have to put a disclaimer. Like, first of all, I don't cheat. But yeah, I've never cheated in my life.
other people might say let's define cheating, because omunye umuntu will tell you straight in your eyes what's ashadile. So
yes,
how
that's
am
exactly
I cheating?
Why I haven't cheated,
because
I wasn't married. I've never been married, so I haven't cheated on anybody.
Ooh,
that simple.
Yabonake. So simple. To other people, being in a relationship and then still fucking with somebody else, that's cheating.
Hey, but I don't care if you're not married to
where
me.
Where is
you
the
cheat.
Loyalty?
If you do it to me, it's cheating.
Oh, if it's done to you, it's cheating.
No, I'm kidding.
The other way around, it's cool.
I'm kidding. I'm not as hypocritical as women.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt coming from a male species.
Yeah,
the hypocrites of note.
The
cheaters of note.
Wow. First of all, men don't cheat. It's called ukuba yisoka. There's no such thing as a man cheats or a man as a whole.
Which chapter of Shaka Zulu is that coming from?
You wouldn't know because you're a woman.
I feel like we are Papa right now.
You wouldn't know because you're a woman. So, yeah.
Please.
Join myself, Hala.
And me, T.
On the No Filter Show.
Exclusive to RadioDR.co.za.
So guys, this is my favorite part of the show, where we play trivia with our guests. The name of the trivia is, are you free or are you dumb? Hala, please explain the rules.
Nushi, nushi, nushi.
Hi.
Are you ready?
I feel like she's not ready. I'm as ready as I'm gonna be, guys.
So we're playing a trivia game called...
Are you free or are you
dumb? So hopefully you are free.
Oh, wow, guys.
So here are the rules, right?
Okay.
So T is going to keep score for us.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions. And
do I win a prize, guys? I like prizes.
You can win some wine for Wine O'Clock.
Yeah.
So,
Mr. Producer, I need you to hold him to this. I drink Chardonnay.
Hey, man. We don't have any bills that we pay yet.
So you guys are just making broken promises. That is called lying. I can sue you.
Okay, so with trivia, I'm going to ask you 5 different questions.
Cool.
With each question, the rule is you have to wait for me to finish the question before you answer.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to give you 4 different options
to
pick from.
Okay, cool.
Right? You good?
Yes.
Here we go. Nushi. Coldplay sang, "We Will Rock You." Is this true or is it false?
False.
That's correct. Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts play key roles in which film? Is it Love Actually? Is it 4 Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, or Bridget Jones' Diary?
Number 3.
Notting Hill.
I've still not seen that movie.
You
funny
know your
enough.
Movies, no?
I have never seen that movie.
Really?
Yes.
Weird.
Can we make these questions a little harder for her?
Okay, here we go. Which architect developed Greater London Plan in 1944? Is it Adam, Archer, Baker, or Abercrombie?
I don't know. Number 1.
Next. True or false? The British short hair is a breed of dog.
What?
British short hair.
Is a what?
A breed of dog.
Is okay.
That true or is that false?
True?
False.
Oh, the British have weird things, guys. I'm like, what?
I don't want to be free, man.
What?
Okay, next question. A kimono would be worn by a person from, is it New Zealand?
No.
Japan, Persia, or China?
Japan.
That is correct.
I know, because I find those so cute.
Okay.
I feel like I'm free,
bonus
guys.
Question.
Aw. Okay.
Yeah, just because we've still got some time.
Yeah.
The Fur Elise is whose very popular composition? Is it Ludwig van Beethoven or Beethoven? Is it Franz Liszt? Is it Franz Schubert? Or is it Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
Ludwig. Sorry, Beethoven.
What? What?
Ludwig Beethoven.
That's wrong.
Is it? I'm so stressed, guys. I'm so stressed.
So
I believe I failed at that one.
It's all good.
T, is Nushi free?
Or yes. Is she actually, dumb? That was a bonus. I got all my questions.
Excluding the bonus, she got 3 out of 5.
Oh, so she got 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What? 60%. That's a varsity.
Okay, Nushi. All right.
Thank you. Wow, guys.
Well done, Nushi Noosh, representing.
Well done.
Also, guys, don't forget to listen to my show, Wine O'Clock, on Radio DR. That's it. That's it.
Bye. Wine.
Wine.
So, T.
Yes.
I just had a moment to think about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your face. It looks like you have something to say.
Kinda. You know what's interesting? You have couples that don't play games together, don't play quizzes, they don't test each other's general knowledge. And I feel people should really do that.
The look on your face, I think you're about to be spicy, but okay.
You're together with a person for months or years even, and you've never even heard them read out a paragraph, like out loud. Guys, no, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything, but... Should there come a time where you are within people, don't get nasty surprises.
Uh-huh. So what type of nasty surprises are we talking about?
I don't want to continue, but I'm just...
Man, I thought we were doing the unfiltered show. So...
Hey!
What are you talking about?
Umuntu says, "Look, he bala makama." The men, no.
So, do these things sometimes lead to the insecurities we're talking about? So, is it possible that sometimes umuntu uyazaz that they are not at their partner's level?
Yeah.
Either financially, intellectually, in terms of social status, with a wide vast of different things as well.
Yes.
So if minaga sitsi ngiyabala amagama mangifunda there and when isingisi sikhipha ngamakhala.
Yeah.
So do you think that also sort of adds on to what fuels insecurities? Yes, would there are guys out there that would be better suited for you?
Of course. And also to look at the circles that a person, you know, runs in. And people in those circles, you know their level of intellect, how they hold down conversations.
Yeah.
And then you are bringing your plus one. And they sort of need to try and blend in, act accordingly.
But what happened to Ngamshintshi umuntu to love them as they are?
Don't change them, yes. But as you said, that's where insecurities can also kick in. Because now comes somebody that really, really understands me, that understands the type of conversations I'd like to have. Their diction is on point. Everything about them is on point.
Oh, their diction is on point. Oh, okay. All right. I know. I thought you were saying something else, but all right.
What?
Nothing.
No, I was.
Yeah, their diction. Yeah. If your diction is on point, fellas.
Which dick?
I said diction.
Diction, yes.
Yeah, so let me just slide on out of there.
Excuse the pun.
There was no pun, actually. There's no
pun whatsoever. Intended.
So you are definitely saying that these perpetuate the insecurities
yes.
that people have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like even myself, I like we as now we illiki or comfortable ukudlalela kuyona basically. Mm-hmm. And I even know what there are certain guys out there. If I were to date this person, I would totally feel out of place. I would totally feel insecure.
So what happens if you fall for that person and they fall for you, but you just come from different social statuses and you come from different walks of life?
Look, sometimes it does happen. It's inevitable at the end of the day. But you shall suffer during your turn.
But it works for some people.
It does. It does. And obviously, it's not always that you will get somebody that is up to that standard. I think the nice thing also about relationships is being able to grow and explore together, which is why it's also important to find somebody that has an open mind, that's willing to learn and unlearn as well, because at some point you need to unlearn certain things and behaviors.
How do you grow in a mundo of nonsense? You know what I mean? Like, no, it becomes tricky because before you grow with somebody, that person has to be willing to grow for themselves to begin with.
Yeah, true.
So now that's where the notion comes from. Would say also or you're trying to change me, because whoever you're with is not willing to grow out of their comfort zone and their norms and what is the reality for them within their environment that they either grew up in or that they constantly find themselves in. So it becomes a bit tricky now. So it does not go back to Uguti. Just stick to your type.
I ain't gonna type. Bad. Is the only thing that I'm joking.
Another thing we should discuss, actually, types, like at some other point, like what are types?
Yeah, and people often feel highly offended by that. With me, I don't mind. I've even been called out, umuntu mina angitshela ukuthi angiyona type yakhe, and I'm fine with that because I'm somebody's type.
We all are.
You know, exactly. So people shouldn't really feel offended. If we slander, umuntu akutshele kahle ukuthi nah. I like meat in my girls. It's fine.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
We understand, Hala.
Yes.
Your fetish, we very much understand.
It's not a fetish. It's Mlume. It's a preference.
Mlume. Okay.
Yes. I just so happen to prefer. Anyway. look, I wanted to ask you something, right?
Sure.
Do you feel that whoever cares less in a relationship holds most of the power in that relationship?
In my books, yes. If you are on the other end of being the one that loves more than the other, you usually the other one onganqingiwe, so it becomes very, very tricky. Because we as la uthi, you're the one that loves more, you're the one that cares more, you're the one that normally puts in more effort. So lo munyu relaxile, we as in uthi, things go according to how I want them to go. I pull the strings basically. Lo muntu lo uzwa ngami. And I'd say that person is dangerous because they often hold the keys to your heart, inverted commas. But of course, it depends how much you let in
as the other party. You know what I mean? Like, I think power dynamics shift from time to time within a relationship. And I don't fully agree with the notion that whoever cares less holds more power in a relationship, because first and foremost, people oftentimes experience two separate things within a relationship. You're in the same relationship,
yeah,
but you're experiencing two separate things.
Yeah.
So it goes back to Lindo Yama love language as well, because we misread people sometimes. Umuntu will misread you as umuntu who doesn't care.
Mm.
But in fact, you do. It's just that you are not going to now sign it on your forehead and sing glory in the mountains every morning. you know what I mean? So I'll use myself as an example. Like, I'm a very sort of I don't care type of person.
Mm.
You know? Not because I don't care, but because not much phases me. And you know what? Relationships are trial and error. Like, you can care, but at the end of the day, relationships are trial and error. If it fails, it fails. That's what it is. It's not marriage. It's relationships.
Keep it moving.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just keep
it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
Keep it flowing.
Just keep it going. You know? But bear in mind, we spoke about people with an obsessive disorder. In fact, it was my first time hearing about this. It's an actual disorder.
Mm.
So now you can't say to Mundo who's got that XN, no, just keep it rolling. What? That is not a reality to them.
Mm. Hence, you know, passion crimes and whatnot.
Maybe that. You know, now you go into a whole world of, you open Pandora's box, you know, with behavioral patterns that come with obsessive behavior. So and they can't keep it moving.
But in terms of the shifting power, those dynamics, how does that happen when we talk of control and who loves more and who loves less?
Let's look at it this way, right? You are with a partner that feels as though, or you feel as though you love them more than they love you.
Yeah.
And so within this scenario, the power in the relationship would be on that person.
Mm.
But oftentimes, how guys react, and they've taken the back seat. They are relaxed now in the relationship. When that woman tries to leave. That woman tries to leave and see if that person doesn't care. You know, and now the power dynamics shift so quick because I don't know, like some of the times Ike for guys only kicks in.
Is placed at the door.
Exactly. So once your foot nears the door, it's like bing, 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 an alarm goes off and it's like, whoa, let's now, you know, check our security measures. You know? So that's why I'm going to say, partly I don't feel as though that's true. Ukuthi the power in a relationship is whoever cares less. I think nakhona lokho umuntu who cares more can also have more power because you control the effort that is put into the relationship. You control the dynamics because certain strings are pulled by you that cares more because the person that cares less has not thought that far yet. So that also gives you a certain level of control within the relationship. So is it then fair to say, Iguti, the person that cares less has control?
Yeah, because the one that cares less usually usuke ngancingile.
Yeah, but caring more doesn't mean ngancingile. You know?
At times, yes.
But yeah. There are girls that will love the shit out of you.
True.
And if you don't reciprocate those feelings, they are going to take their bags, pack, and go love somebody else.
Straight.
So is it really fair to say, if you love less or care less, you hold the power?
I think in essence, people don't really realize their power within the relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They really don't. It's just amazing how umuntu, you all are together and, you know, yonke into right and they're putting in the effort, but there really comes a time where they feel that, no, this is not for me or whatever I'm doing is not being reciprocated. I actually applaud those people that can actually pack up their shit. Because half the time we find people that actually stay, even though umuntu esebona la ukuthi, you know what, I'm putting in 100, I'm only getting back 30%.
You know it's okay to go, right? Do people know that? Like, it's okay.
I don't think they
to leave.
I think they forget.
Thing is, but how do you leave if you've got like OLD? Like, you no, can't. Like, it's an actual disorder.
Lapo epela sekumele siyokulapha straight because it is a mental disorder. So, it is a mental illness as well. And actually, even on the article, they were suggesting ukuthi if you suspect that either a person you know, a friend, a loved one, if you suspect ukuthi they might have OLD, then the onus is on you ukuthi usukume and try and get them the help that they need.
Yeah, but what help? Like, no, but I'm not trying to be funny. But what help? Like, if you are obsessed with your partner,
mm-hmm.
how can I help you? Like, maybe that's the discussion. Let's go see a
shrink or whatever.
Like, yeah, but is it going to make you less obsessive? Like, does that then now diminish the love and obsession you have for that person?
It won't, but it'll sort of unpack the whole conversation of why are you behaving this way and why do you think you love this person so much that you're just willing to go ballistic.
They know why they're behaving that way. They know that. Like,
sometimes
we think crazy people don't realize they're crazy. I'm sorry to use that term loosely, but they know. It's like when women, species yako.
Oh.
When you start acting crazy, it's not that you don't know that you are acting crazy. You just don't know how to control it or how to stop. You can even tell.
So a person's aware.
Like, do you think clingy people are not aware with their clingy? They just don't know what to do about it. It's in their nature. It's what I'm used to. And it's what I'm used to. It's their love language. They are aware of their behavior, but they just think it's okay.
They think it's okay, yes. They don't see anything wrong with it. They just feel that that is how they express themselves and that is how they should show you what's by acting.
Hey man, express that shit less. Like, yeah, express that shit less. Like, you know, I'm that type of guy.
Mm.
Like, we don't have to talk when we're not in the mood to talk.
Mm.
You know? We don't have to see each other if you're not in the mood to see each other. Because that's the thing. People forget that we are individuals within a unit.
Above all else, yes.
So you are your own person. What if that day I'm just not in the mood to talk?
And it's not about the other person.
That's the thing. People make it about them. Or are they talking to somebody else? All these insecurities, which are dangerous because they build up. And then, as we said, it'll build up from just being merely insecure because of somebody else's individualism that has nothing to do with you. And you build up insecurities to a point where you unknowingly start becoming clingy. And that enhances whatever reaction that you'll get from them. And then, next thing you know, you've graduated to obsession.
Yeah. Simple thing, like I could literally say, Yazini, tonight I just want to be off my phone, off social media. I just want some me time. I want to relax. I want to recharge. I want to have conversations with myself. All I said was, yes, because it's not about you at the end of the day. Yeah, and we must really get to a point where we understand ourselves and we understand the people that we're with and not what we would like them to be. Because that's another thing.
You know. Umuntu uyakhombisa ukuthi ubani.
But when uthi ane awuyona le nto when we learn.
When we learn to mean engicabanga ukuthi uyiyona. How?
No, honey.
How?
Like, get over it.
No, come for me if you think I'm wrong. That'll be you proving what you are saying. But my thing is, more than anything, understand your partner's love language. Because most times insecurities stem from not understanding e love language or munduak, and you take social cues of what romance and relationships should
relationship
be.
Relationship goals.
And then you bring them into your relationship without understanding the way your person communicates their love. You know, some people are very vocal.
Yeah.
Some people are action based.
Mm.
Yeah, well, some people are both. So if you mix that up, and if you expect someone to tell you that they love you every day, or tell you that they love you in Jalo and they hang up the phone, and that's what you're used to, when they don't, you'll think, Kukuti, then you start developing insecurities, only to find Kukuti, that person is into you. It's just that that's not their thing to do. And it's that simple.
Yeah, and I think the dangerous thing is people always have something to compare to. And then fast forward, they break up with Usbu, they meet somebody else. Now that person's all chilled, like, okay. And then they look at how Lumundulo, ang phoneli njalo, or don't buy me this and that, Usbu used to do this and that. And then automatically for them, that translates to, oh, should see this one loves me less.
That's why these are issues that we need to unpack, that we need to discuss and hear my views about, hear what they have to say. So, guys, so here's the question, right? What is your take on clinginess? What is your take on insecurities? Have you ever been in a relationship with an insecure person? And what really bugged you about them? Have you been in a relationship where you felt, hey, was it wangi katumund bezakatana? Was it wangi katumund abasangzani? Or have you been in a situation where you've been the one to be the clingy person or to be the insecure one? Like, shed some light for us. You know what I mean? We'd like to know what got you into that position and what led to that. So we can discuss it, because we'd like to know. You know, we'd like to know.
Of course, of course. And also, if you have some advice for other people who might still be going through similar things, those obsessions, those disorders, those insecurities, because I think the more we grow and we experience life and, you know, we start to see things for what they really are. We escape living in a bubble and we face our relationships in their core reality.
Yep.
And I think you start to outgrow certain things. Now where you can look at yourself and be, hey, in that relationship, I was really clingy. I was really istefe. And certain things led to that. So then ubonile, and you've learned from your mistakes, and going forward, you're not repeating the same mistakes, because it's pointless then. Like, what are you doing? Zotatayongi baggage from your past relationships, and you repeating the same thing.
Yeah.
So you can't keep on repeating the same mistakes. But in that very same breath, I also want to say, if you see any signs of your obsession and obsessive love disorder,
seek help.
Of course, seek help. And
need help.
And don't be ashamed about it. It is really a thing. I've often heard people say, yo, mina, I don't see myself without this person, or mengahlukana nalo muntu ngingahlanya. Ayibo.
Seek help.
Shut up. This is a serious issue.
And stay clear from me. Stay away from me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
On our very first episode of No Filter or Unfiltered.
So this is your boy Hala.
And this is your girl T.
Aike says Hembe.
Yo lali bonnet. I'm joking.
Join myself, Hala.
And me, T.
On the No Filter Show.
Where we voice and discuss what everybody is thinking.
But is too afraid to say. Topics that people want to engage in.
But are too afraid to bring up on public platforms. We go where it is unpopular to go.
We dive into real life.
With real experience or opinions.
No topic is off limits.
Exclusive to RadioDR.co.za.
RadioDR.co.za. Original podcast. Exclusive.